Hi, this lecture is one of the teachings of a spiritual leader from Korea, Chan Gong Sisungnim, on life wisdom called Jeongbop, which means the righteous law. Lecture 8988. My father rejected me for being born as a girl. Part 3 of 3. Let me tell you how someone can become beautiful. If you find what you need to do and then you do it well, you will become beautiful. If you live with a frowning face, you will not become beautiful despite heavy makeup. If you say encouraging words that are helpful to others, then you will become beautiful. If you live a life that is useful to the world, then you will feel worthy and you will be treated well. You should strive to benefit the world. If you seek to be treated well merely for being beautiful, then you are a deficient person. Living this way is a fallacy. You shouldn't expect to be treated well when others do not want to treat you that way. If you live righteously, then people will treat you well. If you live a useful life, then society will treat you favorably. If you lack the knowledge to live a meaningful life, then you need to learn those things. You need to know about the world to live righteously. You need to know what a righteous life is in order to live that way. If you do not know how to live correctly, how can you live a righteous life? This is called character education. Education about living righteously, this is called character education. We are now living in a period of Hongyikingan. A person fully matured is called a Hongyikingan. The future is the age of Hongyikingan, which is called the Hongyik world. In the future Hongyikingan, are those who live for society and others, not for themselves. Not living for ourselves, but living for others. These people do not pursue their desires, but strive to benefit others far and wide. What should they do to benefit others? These are the questions that we need to study and research. In the past, giving money and food to people starving in Africa was considered helpful. We considered giving food and clothing to those without these things as beneficial. These were the beliefs for decades and hundreds of years ago. This was right thinking back then. Then, what is a helpful life for Hongyikingan living in this time period? Now is the era of intellectuals. A beneficial life for intellectuals is to share proper knowledge. Only sharing this knowledge can be of benefit to others. Intellectuals giving away food is not beneficial, but the true benefit comes from sharing proper knowledge. There is no way to live well if one is ignorant. Intellectuals have to share the knowledge they have. This is their duty. This is not considered helping others. You are only doing your duty, but it benefits others. People say that they are helping others, but we do not have the right to help others. We develop to do our duty, but if one does not perform their rightful work, then that person will face hardships accordingly. If you have knowledge, then you need to share 30% of it to fulfill your obligation. If you are fully equipped with knowledge and do not share this wisdom with society, everyone will face tremendous hardship. As a result, you will have no place to stand. How are you going to share your knowledge in the future? What method will you use to share it? Physical material is meant to be used as a tool. If you give material items to people lacking in those things, then those people will like you. You have used material items as a means to get them to come to you. You have not helped them yet. Now that they have come to you, you have to teach them. Teach them what? You have to share some of the knowledge that you have gained. There is absolutely no way in the future for an ignorant person to live well. Even if the society is well off economically, if it remains ignorant, it will fall into turmoil and face hardship. The top 30% of the world population are intellectuals. The remaining 70% are living in varying degrees of ignorance depending on their development. Some countries develop knowledge with more energy and gained it earlier than other countries. Developed countries with knowledge need to share it with the developing countries. If this is not shared, then you can't save the world. There is no other way to improve the welfare of the world. If this continues, then we all fight amongst each other and everyone will face difficulty. Even the ignorant people of the world are children of God. Intellectuals living under the protection of God and living superior lives are also children of God. Why did God give energy to these people first and help them to develop and gain power? It was done so that they will lead those who have a hard time following and facing hardship. Some countries developed first, then the developing countries need to follow them. Finally, the underdeveloped countries need to be pulled out of their difficulties. Is this something that we are doing? No, we are not. These are the issues that women need to study and research. Women are pure because they are used to only cooking and taking care of the home, so they don't use gimmicks. They don't use tricks. They are genuine. What happens when you teach righteous information to a pure person? Pure spiritual power ensues. This is the power of woman. Men have clashed with each other in society, faced competition, and have become tainted. Men were not tainted initially, but have become tainted by calculating too much. So men have some difficulty doing research, so let us leave them alone for now. Women need to emerge and start studying and researching. I will teach all that is necessary to study and research societal issues. Social science researchers, women in the upper echelon, and female intellectuals need to step up for the sake of society and start studying in this woman-centered period. I am pouring out new paradigm information so that you can study these issues. What can you do to study and research even better? It would be helpful if you learn some Korean. Because my lectures are in Korean. For more information, visit jeongbob-us.com or email to jbtalks.english@gmail.com. You can also watch videos on YouTube channel jeongbob English. Thank you for listening.